This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, in the Bible, Timothy apparently had an unbelieving father, and therefore it was up to his mother and grandmother to teach him about God. What about the woman who has a believing husband, but he takes little or no spiritual leadership in the home? How should she deal with that situation?
Patiently and full of prayer and full of hope and full of forbearance and occasional efforts to draw him into conversation about her longings for him. By occasional efforts to draw him into conversation about her longings for him, I mean the opposite of nagging. Nagging is day after day coming at this guy sideways, top down, underneath, communicating by body language and sideways comments, he's not measuring up. That destroys a relationship. It paralyzes the partner. It feels hopeless, and it feels like love is vanishing. But occasional, intentional, can we talk, honey? Can we go to lunch and just talk about something I want to talk about? It's when you're not tired. It's when you're not angry. It's got an appointment about it. It doesn't feel as undermining and threatening. And then she lays out her heart for him. She says what she needs to say. And she asks him if he's willing to do more. Now, that might bring the guy along. And if it doesn't, which it probably won't if there's something deeper going on, then she'll do it again in a few weeks or months, and she'll say, you know, nothing really changed. Is there any way that you'd be willing to talk to Pastor John or Pastor Tom or somebody in our small group about how they do it? How about they lead devotions and see if he'd be willing? Maybe he'd be willing, and then somebody else could be involved. A third thing would be there are retreats that we do at the church here that help men. There might be something she would spot and say, could we go to this, or would you go to this? So that's what I mean by the occasional thing rather than the nagging. The other piece I mentioned was forbearance. It may be that according to 1 Peter 3:1, that a wife wins her husband. Now, that's talking about an unbeliever, but the principle would be the same. A wife wins her husband from spiritual indifference to spiritual intensity by forbearing, meaning, okay, this may never change in my husband. I hope it does, but it may never change, and I'm not going to lock in on this shortcoming as the only thing I think about with him, but try to love him, bless him, enjoy him for the things about him that I delight him, all the while praying and modeling what I hope he will become for me. And then, I think I mentioned prayer. She should pray earnestly for him. And if in her conversations with him she gets permission, she could talk to somebody else about this. She could say to a couple friend or a pastor friend, you know, Joe is not, he doesn't lead us in devotions. And he doesn't really seem to talk to the kids much about their spiritual walk. Is there anything I can do? And then she can get another man's insight, and that man may then help and intervene. But over time, they need to go to a good church in which this man is being continually confronted and awakened so that he grows. It may be that he's a baby. It may be that he feels intimidated around her. Let me give you a concrete illustration. There's a couple in our church where she was doing all the devotions and all the spiritual leadership, and he was a believer, and he was there every Sunday, and they came to me together. And he said to me, you know, let's call her Mary. Mary, it's just so much smarter than I am, and she reads way better than I do. And whenever she does it, it kind of goes pretty good, and I feel, frankly, very inferior to Mary. And I'm happy to let her do it. And I said, well, let's call him Joe. I said, Joe, okay, I'll just believe what you just said. She's smarter. She reads better. You know what? That doesn't change anything. You really should be the leader here. Let me give you an illustration of how to do it. Are you able to say at 8 o'clock tonight. They had three kids at the time. Are you able to say, hey, kids, come on in here. Come into the living room. We're going to have devotions. Can you say that? Yeah, I can say that. Okay. Well, say that. And then when they're all there, you say, okay, we're going to be reading through the Gospel of John. And let's all open our Bibles. Everybody opens their Bible. And they open their Bible and say, now, Mary, why don't you read the first 14 verses here for us? And she reads the verses. And then he says, Jimmy, why don't you pray and then I'll pray. Can you do that? And he said, yeah. Said, that's leadership. Leadership has nothing to do with competency here. Leadership is the courage of initiative taking. And so your question related to what does the wife do, and I'm telling you what I said to a husband, but maybe she could get that husband into an office where a guy would just explain something that simple to her husband. Leadership doesn't require you to be smarter than your wife or even more spiritual than your wife. Goodness gracious, I lead hundreds of people in this church who are more godly than I am. And if my leadership depended on my being the most everything in this church, that would be hopeless for a pastor.
If you enjoy Ask Pastor John, check out our 25-minute daily teaching program on the front page at desiringgod.org. And visit our online resource library for a myriad of free resources. It's all waiting for you at desiringgod.org.